Hey, I'm Rob Aspero. I'm with Tracy Callahan, AVP athlete, former CUI standout. If you don't know what CUI is, it's not UCI. It's Concordia University Irvine. So thanks for coming on to VolleyballMag.com, Tracy.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Hey, we are on the cusp of a very exciting series of events with the AVP. And one of the things that has really stuck out in these upcoming events are the new partnerships that have sprouted for this tournament. So we definitely wanted to you know, hit you up with what's going to be coming up. So my first question for you is, how did you and Chrissy Jones end up partnering up for this AVP Champion Cup Series?
So I became a defender last year in July, started playing with Carly Wopat. And then for this next season to play FIVB and AVP, I was searching for a new partner. And Chrissy was like probably the top partner that would be on my list. You know, I've coached actually at her club T Street when she was 16. So I've known of her, you know, for over 10 years and kind of just tracked her, you know, indoor career a little bit and then followed her at Cal Poly. So I knew a little bit about her and we partnered up for the tournament in Cambodia back in February before pre-COVID. You know, and did really well. We came out of the qualifier and we beat Lauren and Sarah and lost in pool play and lost a close one to Therese and Kelly, 15-13, third set. Should have won that one. Anyway, so we had a really good partnership in that first tournament and had decided to partner together for the season. And then coronavirus happened and the quarantine, and we just kind of continued training and planning to play together so that we didn't know when things were going to open up, but we knew that we were going to be prepared for when they did.
Now, what was it about Chrissy that made you both pursue this partnership together?
I mean, she's big, you know, she's a big blocker and a big force at the net. And she has a killer instinct. Absolutely. I love that she can hand set because with my coach, Eddie Matthews, we like to run some different plays and just kind of spice things up a little bit. So that was an added bonus. And then, you know, I just, with the thing about Chrissy, is she just seemed like a really genuine person. And sometimes in the beach volleyball world, that's hard to come by. So I really value that about her.
Now, you'd actually alluded to it in your previous response to me, but both of you stand at 6'2", and you'd indicated that you are now at defender status. And any chance we're going to be seeing some split action for you there at the net, or are you committed to just being a defender?
Yeah, I'm pretty committed to just being a defender. The only couple times I've been blocking is when she gets stuck in the backcourt and I have to run up to the net, which is kind of fun because I'm like, oh, yeah, like I'm going to get this block, you know. But no, it's been a hard commitment because there aren't a lot of blockers. So I have had, you know, different defenders reach out to me. Hey, will you, even just practicing, will you train, be my blocker for this practice? And I've kind of had to say no, because with, you know, it's kind of weird for somebody my size to decide that they're going to play defense. But I knew that if I didn't have a sure mind about it, then nobody else would take me seriously about it. And I'd keep going back and forth. So I kind of just did a hard, like, I'm a defender, and just found some coaches that also believed in me and that were willing to kind of to put in that work with me.
Well, as a follow-up question, has it been an easy transition for you to go from blocking to a defender?
It has not. I've put in a lot of time and a lot of effort changing my game, working on my quickness, and speed and balance. So it's been very difficult. I've had to be really patient, but I will say that I haven't, at one point, I've never decided like, oh, maybe I should just go back to blocker, you know, because I've always wanted to play at the highest level. And I've just felt that like being a defender and playing with somebody who's bigger than me, you know, would be something that could make for a great team at the highest level of the game.
Excellent. Well, my final question for you for VolleyballMag.com is, how many trainings and practices have you had together since COVID has broken out and this pandemic has really changed the dynamic of athletes training together?
Yeah. So it's been a challenge, you know, because all the courts in the South Bay were kind of taken out. And but I was really fortunate. This family, the Epsteins, they have were so gracious. They've got this beautiful court in their backyard. And so I have a good relationship with them, and I've kind of been training. I really haven't stopped, to be honest with you. Chrissy and I haven't gotten to train together that whole time because she had to make some adjustments with Cal Poly and, you know, that school, like having to just kind of, everybody had to adjust and figure out some things. So, but we've got a lot of good training together. So I feel really confident going into this tournament that we're on the same page and that we're going to surprise some people. Hopefully a lot of teams too.
Well, sounds like some good stuff, Tracy. Looking forward to see how you and Chrissy perform during the AVP Champions Cup Series. I'm on screen with Tracy Callahan, AVP athlete and CUI standout. And she's here on volleyballmag.com. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks, Rob.
We'll be moving the conversation over to the Viral Volley Podcast. Again, this is Tracy Callahan. We'll be right back in just a few moments. Hey, welcome back to our listeners and viewers from volleyballmag.com. On screen with me for a conversation today on the podcast is Tracy Callahan, a CUI standout and AVP athlete who is excited to be competing in the upcoming AVP Champions Cup Series with Chrissy Jones. Thanks again, Tracy.
Glad to be here.
Hey, we're obviously going to continue our conversation, but in 2019, you had some pretty good results playing with three different partners with a best finish of seventh with Maria Clara Salgado and Huntington Beach. Where do you feel you're at physically and mentally competition-wise?
Physically, I'm at the peak of possibly where I could be right now, which I'm very proud of because it's taken a lot of like focus and commitment. And my thought was like, if there's no tournaments this season, I'm just still going to improve physically because the game of beach volleyball is a physical game, you know, you have to be in great shape to play. And then mentally it's been challenging not knowing. But I've kind of decided to stay out of the conversation of like when there's going to be tournaments, when there's not going to be tournaments. And I just kind of decided like, I'm just going to practice. I'm going to continue to improve and get better. And I feel like I have more confidence now in my game, especially as a defender, having had made that transition. I feel like I'm really seeing the game well and seeing player tendencies. So I feel great right now. So I'm really happy with that. I'm excited. It makes me excited to go into this series.
Well, it looks like you've got some great momentum going in to this upcoming series, no doubt, especially with the talent that you have with you playing in Chrissy Jones. But I wanted to look back at your earlier years in the AVP because I noticed, you know, you played in AVPs from 2013 to 2016, but then you took a little break between 2017 and 18. What was the reason for that hiatus?
So in 2015, I played in one tournament, which was New Orleans. In 2016, I played in one tournament, which was New Orleans. So in a way, I don't really count those seasons because I haven't really played full seasons in those years. But that was when beach volleyball started becoming, it became an official NCAA sport. So I had the opportunity in the fall of 2015 to go to Florida State and coach with Brooke Niles and Hector Gutierrez. And prior to that, I hadn't had much official coaching. In beach volleyball, it was more just like what I learned, you know, on the job sort of thing and watching other players and some coaching here and there. And I knew that I needed to learn more about this game. You know, maybe there's a possibility that I could go into college coaching, but I just knew I needed to learn more. I had a moment that stuck with me from 2015 when I didn't have a coach. You know, and I was just going out there. I went to New Orleans and I was playing and I got my ass kicked by April and Carrie, right?
That's okay. Just, a lot of people do that.
But this is what happened is I said, I'm going to go back to Hermosa Beach and I'm going to find three players to play with you know, and I'm not going to get better. And Kerry and April are going to go back to their team. They're going to go back to their coach. They're going to continue to improve. They're going to have a plan. Like, how can I compete with that? I don't have the resources to compete with that. So I just knew that, like, no matter how much I wanted to will this, I needed something more, you know, which in my mind was I needed to understand the game better. And so, yeah, I went to Florida State and had a great experience. We finished second that year. We lost to USC, which was such a bummer in the finals. But, yeah, and then I kind of was done with volleyball and had moved on, you know, like official retirement or whatever. I think I put an Instagram post out there. And then I got into yoga, and I was really into, like, mentoring young women, and I wanted to start a yoga club for them. And then I had zero desire to play beach volleyball, you know, I mean, that I knew of. And I met my soon to be husband at that time, who's now my husband. And we were just kind of talking about, you know, unfinished business or goals. And one of my goals was, I want to be a defender on the world tour. And I didn't know that was still inside of me, but it was, you know, and that was just always my dream. I wanted to play on the world tour and I wanted to be a defender, which in my mind, if I would have heard myself say that, I'm like, oh my gosh, this poor girl, like, she has this pipe dream, you know? And I had 0 points. I was out of shape. I was never a defender. I was slow as molasses. And I guess I was stupid enough to believe that goal. And, you know, and yeah, so I've been kind of going after that and had some big transformations, you know, since I started that on that goal, which I started at the P1440 San Jose. That was my first tournament back. And I think that was 2018, the fall of 2018. And so I just haven't stopped since then. And I've really put a lot of work in. So, yeah.
So is it fair to say you were chomping at the bit to get back into the game with this new desire and will to play?
Absolutely. And, you know, any off season, I would always say, like, oh, I had a 3-year off season. I don't have the luxury to have an off season right now. Like, I have to keep training. I have to keep getting better. And even through this whole, you know, quarantine, still, I was like, I don't have the luxury of stopping like everybody else does, because they've been training. I haven't. So I need to keep training. So that's kind of what's really pushed me through this time.
Wow, that's excellent stuff. Hey, I wanted to jump over to the international side of things. Particularly, you alluded to it in our conversation on volleyballmag.com. But in February 2020, you and Chrissy placed fifth in Siem Reap, Cambodia. And you'd mentioned taking out Americans Sarah Hughes and Lauren Fendrick along the way. Did you think that the both of you would have that great of a start out of the gate?
From our practices that we had together, I knew that there was something special there, because she does some pretty dynamic stuff. She's really quick. She's got like these cat-like reflexes, and she's strong, you know? And I felt like I had really been learning a lot from Evie, my coach, and I felt physically ready. So we were really confident going into that tournament, even though we hadn't had any results together, and neither of us, we had 0 points on the world tour, both of us. We were 0-0, you know, like the last seed in the qualifier. So it was really rewarding to go out and perform so well, you know, cherry on top to beat the number one team for sure. And I think more than anything, it just kind of showed us that, like, oh, we're here, we can, and we're prepared, you know. Obviously, we respect those with Sarah and Lauren a ton, but it was just really great for us to go out and be able to do that in our first match. And, you know, we ended up taking fifth, which is kind of a bummer of a finish, but I think the quality of work that we did as far as playing against, you know, we lost to Cannon and Reeves, and it was a close match, three setter, 15-13. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just, so we're right there with those teams, you know, and I think that it's even more motivating when you go back to practice with your coach, you have a plan, and you can just get down to the nitty gritty and continue to improve.
Well, let me ask you, what do you feel like have been your key strengths in competing together so far?
Definitely the fact that we're both really big physical players. You know, we both have a great side out game. We're strong. We've been working a lot on our vision and our setting. I started hand setting this year, so I feel really comfortable with that. I've had an entire, you know, pandemic season to work on that. And so those are some of our strengths, and we run a variety of sets, which is fun. Yeah, and I think that we're just coached really well. You know, I keep talking about Evie, but I can't say enough about the people who have poured into our team that have really taught us the game, you know, versus just us trying to figure it out on our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things I definitely have observed with both of you is you're both obviously super physical, but on Chrissy's side of things, she has the ability to go on these point tears at the net defensively, like she did last year, a breakout year with Zanamuno at Hermosa Beach. And
right.
She's a playmaker and makes defense behind the block a lot easier. So with you
right.
behind that block, you know, I think that you guys will prosper being that you're as physical as you are.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, that happened when we were playing a couple of matches in Cambodia. I think she, in one set, she must have had 8 blocks. You know, it was just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, I think your opponents would have to make a big choice, because if you option over on 2, both of you are already up top of the net.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a deadly combo. Seeing you two play together, I'm sure it's going to create a lot of chaos for a lot of other teams out there.
Yeah, and I hope that other, you know, tall girls start to, you know, decide that they can play defense too. I think this is the direction that the game is going in, you know, is that girls are getting bigger and bigger and more physical, and the ones that can play the game at the net and win at the net are going to be the ones that take over.
Right. Well, you know, the thing was between you and Chrissy, obviously you being a former blocker, and you guys can communicate pretty well together and see what she's doing at the net and respond accordingly on defense. So,
right.
And she's a freak of nature on the block as far as reading.
Yeah.
So, let's look at this time now. Obviously since March, we've been in pandemic or COVID mode, and, you know, how has your training developed or transformed since quarantine in March, if at all?
Yeah. So I think through all the quarantine, my training actually improved strangely, because it would seem like that would be kind of the opposite. But it was really nice. I got to just focus on volleyball for the first time, you know? So I didn't really have to coach. I couldn't do any other jobs. It just kind of was volleyball. So like I said, I had this court I could go to in Chatsworth, which was great. And then I was training with Mikhail via Zoom calls, you know? I just think that my training and, even my discipline really improved through the quarantine. So, I'm feeling really good about that going into this tournament. I really think that I'm ready for, you know, match after match after match. My endurance is great.
Well, you know, that's a good transition over to my next question. We've been without any competition now since March. Actually, if you look at it, probably since February for you, because that was the last FIVB event that you've played any kind of volleyball. But take me through some of the thoughts and emotions that you have being able to now play in a tournament that's coming up, that's going to be put on by Donald's son and the AVP.
So, I'm definitely like I said, the mindset has been, we're prepared so that when something does happen, we're ready for it. So, now that it's like the tournament is getting closer and closer, I think our preparation makes us more excited to get into the competition, versus trepidation because, oh shoot, we're not ready. You know, so I think that that's been the difference leading into like our last couple of practices, is that we have a high expectation of where our level of play is at right now because we've put in the work. So we're really excited to go out and just like show ourselves, you know, what we can do and see how far we can go in this tournament.
Now, how often do you get to speak with Chrissy or train with Chrissy on a weekly basis?
We're training full time together right now. So we train about 4 days a week. Sometimes I'll, cause she doesn't live close. She doesn't live in the South Bay. So sometimes I'll go out with Evie and do something, you know, extra just for fun on the weekends or something. But we train full time together.
Excellent. Hey, I'm with Tracy Callahan, a former CUI standout and AVP athlete. We're here on the Viral Volley podcast, and we just shifted over from volleyballmag.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Hey, welcome back, viewers. We're here on the Viral Volley podcast from volleyballmag.com. I'm on with Tracy Callahan, AVP athlete, and we're here to do our rundown segment just to get the off-court side of Tracy to see who she's about. So first question for you, the quick one for you. What is your favorite jam that gets you going pre-match?
So I go back and forth between different types of songs. It's kind of what I need. I'll either do something like Amber from 311 or something from Eminem, like what's the song that's like, this is your moment, you better lose yourself, like you only get one chance, you know? So it's one day it's one and one day it's the next.
Got a rough side to you. Watch out for this lady.
Yeah.
How about a favorite read or book that you're into?
Oh man. So I read a lot of books, right? So it's really just kind of depends on the flavor of that month. But I would say maybe one of my favorites is this guy, Henry Nouwen. He's an author. He's actually I'm not Catholic, but he's a Catholic priest. And he just writes these beautiful books that are really encouraging. So I really like them.
He wrote the Beloved, I believe.
Yeah, he did. And The Return of the Prodigal Son. I really like that one too.
Excellent. Good choice. Favorite food?
Favorite food? My instinct says pizza, but you know what? I freaking love eggs more than anything. I love eggs.
They had a bad rap for a while there in the 2000s and the 90s. High in cholesterol, but I love
That's
eggs.
That's true.
How about a favorite movie for you?
All-time favorite movie, Shawshank Redemption. I like drama.
You, redemption movies.
Yeah.
Got to touch the deep parts of the heart. All right. We're in quarantine mood, and it's the times I got to ask. You're down to one last roll of toilet paper. Who do you give that roll to?
Oh, geez. I'd probably give it to my husband.
Out of need? Or
probably.
Excellent. Hey, again, Tracy, thank you for hanging out. I got to ask you one final question, and it's just because of the times we're in right now, and there are people who are in need of encouragement, in need of hope, and with the AVP Champion Series coming up, it's a great escape from what's happening. But what words of encouragement do you have for those out there, including myself, who reach the valley, so to speak, during these times?
Yeah. I would say, I mean, one thing that helps me out the most is the way I look at time. And I always kind of don't see time as, I see time in more of like a circle. So I always look ahead and say, you know what, we're going to look back on this time and we're going to realize that we were able to make it through it. You know, and what that creates for me is it creates for me this value of like hard work. You know, of just not being a victim of the time that I'm in, but almost rising above that time and deciding to put action into what I can control, you know? And I think that hard work pays off. And that's kind of been my mindset for this entire quarantine is like, there may not ever be a tournament, but I'm going to practice. I'm going to prepare like there is one. I'm going to continue to work on my game, play defense, become a hand setter. You know, all these things that I saw the vision of, even though the time didn't kind of said that was stupid. Nobody else was practicing as far as I know, you know, like this is a good time to rest and recover. There may not be a season for 2021. It's like, just decide what you're going to do. And just remember that this time now is not how it's always going to be, you know? And I think drawing back on past difficult times and realizing that those times also pass and you learn from them. And this is just something that's very similar to that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's great advice from you, especially with the news that came out this week. I mean, I don't know if you've been keeping up, but Stanford men's volleyball program
Yeah, I saw.
Going to be discontinued after the 21 season. And in obviously the volleyball world is a small world. Everyone knows someone there, and it grieves my heart in a huge kind of way, because I know quite a few people are now affected by this loss. And this event, the AVP event, everyone's hoping and praying for the best, because we get to see competition of our favorite athletes like yourself and just going at it. So we're thankful that you guys are put yourselves out there and allowing us to escape at least for a little while, for 3 weekends.
Yeah. It'll be a great 3 weekends.
Again, this is Chasey Callahan. Thank you again for joining me on the Viral Volley Podcast, and look forward to seeing you kill it with Chrissy Jones upcoming here in the next few weekends.
Awesome.